New research shows that people with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias who live in rural areas often have trouble seeing a neurologist, NWPB's Rachel Sun reports.
If you're a person with Alzheimer's disease or a related dementia and live in a rural area, your average travel distance to the closest neurologist will be about 100 miles. That's according to research from the Elson S. Floyd College of Medicine at Washington State University. Solmaz Amiri is the lead author of that research. She says in some cases, the distance could be even longer.
So our study did not look at insurance, wait time, a lot of other factors like having access to a car.
Dr. Jean Thomas is a neurologist at St. Joseph Regional Medical Center in Lewiston, Idaho. She says even when the visit itself is covered by Medicare, the cost to travel can be prohibitive for people living in the country.
Many of us might find it hard to believe, but some patients, they literally cannot afford the gas to drive from Kamiai to Lewiston.
That's about an hour and 20-minute drive. Thomas says doctors can partially address rural neurology shortages through telemedicine, though she prefers initial visits in person. Another way to do that is investing in rural student training programs that can help draw more providers to smaller communities. I'm Rachel Sun, reporting.